Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All through history, there have been heroes whose names we remember and who we tell the stories of to each other to remember certain things that happened in the past, and certain events that occurred. The prophets were all heroes. Look at the difficulties that all the prophets had. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he began to spread the word in Mecca, the people in Mecca from his own tribe tried to kill him. He had to escape in order to be able to continue with the message because it wasn't safe for him among his own family. When he got to Medina, he was welcomed. But his difficulties didn't stop. The people from Mecca made war against the people from Medina with the intention of killing Muhammad and ending his preaching. He was a danger to them, mostly financially, because they made their money off the idol worshippers who came to the Kaaba, and they didn't want to stop this from happening. Moses was given instructions by Allah to go to Pharaoh and to free the people of Israel. Moses was a stutterer. He couldn't speak well. So he asked Allah for help, and Allah provided Aaron to assist him in speaking to Pharaoh. Then Allah continued to tell Moses things to do, which Moses had trouble believing were possible. But he went ahead and he did it. He spoke to the ruler of the country and indicated to him that the God that none of us could see was directing him to do this, and that unless he listened, things were going to get out of control for Pharaoh and get very bad. And in fact, they did. Plagues began to occur in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh was very stubborn. And he had a hard heart and refused to listen to Moses or to follow the signs that were given by Allah to show Pharaoh that he should let the people of Moses and Israel go. When they got to the Red Sea, they were frightened. The people began to want to turn around. But Allah told Moses to lift his rod, and the waters parted, and another miracle occurred. But Moses was always in a state of difficulty. When they finally got into Sinai, and Moses, in the Sinai desert, and Moses climbed the Sinai mountain, when he came down, the people were worshiping a golden calf, again, not following his instructions and the instructions of Allah. But Moses continued to persevere. Moses never gave up. Moses always had faith in Allah. When Isa, Jesus, came, Jesus had difficulties. Jesus was constantly under the difficulties caused by the Romans and the religious people of his time who didn't accept what he was saying. None of these prophets had an easy time of it. All of these prophets had great difficulties. And you can go through the other prophets also. Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Job had all his possessions taken from him. Jacob was blinded. Ishmael was abandoned by his father and traveled with his mother into the desert, and they were without food or water. There were great difficulties, and they always persevered in through these difficulties. They never gave up. Each of us should realize that we are all, each of us, given difficulties in this world. Each of us are given situations that for us individually are difficult to handle, are difficult to overcome, cause us great anxiety, cause us to have fear and trembling, cause us to be put in states of tremendous stress. Right now, in addition to all of our individual difficulties in our lives, in addition to all of the day-to-day problems that each of us encounter, we have an additional layer that's been added on top of this, which is a virus that is now spreading throughout the world. We're doing this meeting instead of in person over something called Zoom because we're not allowed to be in each other's presence. The governments have told us to stay in our homes and to be separated from each other because being near each other is dangerous, and being near each other could cause us to catch this terrible virus. In midst of all of this, we have to look at what the prophets did when they were in the midst of all of their difficulties. What they did was they made their faith in Allah stronger. They made their faith in God stronger. As things became more difficult, they surrendered more. Abraham was thrown into the pit of fire, wouldn't accept help from anyone but Allah, and Allah saved him. He wasn't burned. We have to turn ourselves into true believers. We have to give up all doubt that we have as to the supremacy of Allah. We have to give up all doubt that we have as to the supremacy of our Lord. We have to give up all doubt that we have as to what our Lord can do for us. We have to give up all doubt that He is other than mercy and compassion. We have to believe that the promises He has made to us, He will fulfill, and He will take care of all of our difficulties. Our difficulties, our fears, our stress, are all mind situations that we create out of the situations that we are in because we can't see a resolution to the dilemma. Our vision is not as great that it can see into the future, but Allah knows what's going on now, knows what happened in the past, and knows what's going to happen in the future. And Allah has promised us mercy and compassion. We have to believe in this mercy and compassion. And we have to give up our mind's doubt. We have to give up our mind's fear. We have to give up our mind's stress. We have to surrender to Allah and open up to His truth and to His world. There is haq, reality, and then there is illusion, this world. Where are we in our relationship to each? Where are we in our relationship to Allah and in our relationship to the world? Where are we in our relationship to haq or our relationship to illusion? What is our state? We have to examine our state very, very closely. And we have to realize that everything that we imagine through the mind is imagination. We have to leave the world that the mind is attached to, the elemental world, and begin to believe in the world that we can't see, the world of reality, the world of haq, God's reality. We have to be overwhelmed by mercy. We have to be overwhelmed by compassion. And when we are in this state where Rahman and Rahim overwhelm our being, become part of our being, go through all of our pores, comes into us with each breath, when we are in that state, then all of the difficulties that we have become small and of no consequence. But we have to be able to do this. If we continue to look at the world as the illusion being real, and all of the things that we hear as being real, and all of the things that we do within the world, and all of the dilemmas that we have in the world as being our reality, then we are mistaken as to who we are. You see, we are more than we appear. We are not just this body, just this face, just this bag of bones, as Rumi called the body. We are a soul within this body. We are a light being that transcends this body, that is greater than this body. And as long as we concentrate on the elemental, we ignore the light. As long as we concentrate on the elemental, we ignore the haq. As long as we concentrate on the elemental, we ignore the nur. We need to give up our attachment to the elemental, and we need to focus on our attachment to the invisible, that which we can't see. What happens to most of the world is they are overwhelmed by the interaction of their physical senses with the elemental world. So we have touch and smell and sight and sound, and these elemental forces and our interconnection with them are so powerful that it makes it difficult for us to believe in what we can't see. And we have to constantly be reminded that there is an entire unseen world that is beyond the ability of our physical senses to comprehend. This is a hard message to give to people because they're so overwhelmed by their physical senses and the interaction of their physical senses with the world. But this is what the prophets came to tell. They came to tell us that there is another level of being. There is a transcendent level of being that is beyond this physical self. And we're all going to see it. The question is, do we have the faith to believe in it? And do we have the faith that that is what we are becoming? We're caterpillars, and we're about to become butterflies. Do you have the patience or the insight or the faith to understand who you truly are? Each of us has been given the dilemmas in this physical world. Each of us has been given difficulties in the physical world. Each of us has to become the hero of our own life. Each of us has to become the one who saves us. Each of us has to become a being that does what's appropriate to bring about the truth and bring about salvation to our own being. Do we have the courage to do this? Do we have the strength to do this? Do we have the faith to do this? If we have that faith, if we have that courage, we will become the ones who are the friends of Allah, the Velis or the Walis, depending on your pronunciation. We become the ones who are the reason that this world exists. This world exists because of the communication between man and Allah. And without that communication, staying in focus and being real, then what else is there? And why else were we created? Allah created us so that there would be beings in this world who could know Him and who He could know. If we stop trying to know Him, we have given up the reason for creation. And if the reason for creation is lost, then Allah does what He has done so often, which is destroy sections of society. After the great flood, there was a promise made that there would be no great destruction again. We need to believe this. We need to believe that until the time of resurrection, man will be maintained and sustained in this world, and Allah's mercy will be given to us on a steady basis, that He will not stop giving this to us, and He will not stop giving us the things that we need to exist. This time of separation will end. This time when we can't be together anymore will end. Allah will do away with this terrible virus that is spreading around the world, that stops us from meeting each other and hugging each other and kissing each other. This will come to an end. We have to have the patience to wait for it to come to an end. And we have to be in a constant state of joy. We have to be in a constant state of joy, whatever the dilemmas that we are given are. We have to be in a constant state of joy, whatever the circumstances in this illusory world appear to be. We can't become believers in illusion. We can't take to heart the difficulties of this world. It ruins us. We have to let everything slide off us like water slides off the back of a duck. It's of no importance. It shouldn't be able to touch us or to affect us. Each of us has to become the hero in our life, the one who meets difficulty, meets the dilemma, and overcomes it. We have to be the ones who overcome the illusion to see Allah. That's the point. Why are all of these things placed in our midst? It's done by Satan to take us away from the truth of our existence. It's done by Satan to take us away from our relationship with Allah. And we can't give up this relationship. When the Prophet was confronted with armies who were coming from Mecca to fight Medina, he put on his armor and he went out to fight with the people from Medina. But the people from Medina were having second thoughts, and they said to him before one of the battles, they said, maybe we should enter into some kind of negotiation. Maybe we shouldn't fight. The odds are overwhelming. The difficulty is beyond what we can handle. And what the Prophet said to them, he said, when I put on my armor, I don't take it off. He had the courage to move forward. We should all put on our armor to fight illusion. And we should keep this armor on. We should be ready for the conflict. And whatever happens, we should surrender to God's will and put ourselves under God's protection. There is no other protection. The reason we have fear and we have anxiety and we have stress and we have difficulties is we know we aren't capable of resolving all these issues ourselves. We know that the issues that are given to us are too great for us to handle. And it's true, we can't handle these things. We can't do it ourselves, but Allah can do it all. And it's through surrendering to Him that we can do it. We do it through Him. And we have to remember that. So, let us pray to our Lord. Let us tell Him clearly that we trust in Him alone, that He is our only guide, that He is the only one who can help us, that no one else can bring us out of this dilemma, that we surrender to His will and His way. We surrender to His justice and His truth. And whatever He does, we know is what's best for us, and we will stop the machinations of the mind interfering with the truth. You see, the truth always exists in this world. Haq always exists in this world. The problem is our inability to see it. The problem isn't with Allah, the problem is with us. And we need to fix that problem. We have to become heroes like the prophets. We have to become brave in the face of danger. We have to become brave in the face of the enemies that are constantly around us. The psalmist David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You set a table before me in the presence of my enemies." David's belief was unquestionable. David's belief never wavered. We have to come to that place where our faith doesn't waver. And when our faith doesn't waver, all of the fears, all of the anxieties, all of the stress will go away, and so will this virus. Everything that is harmful and everything that is difficult will disappear, because they just become situations that strengthen our belief system and strengthen our faith. Every difficulty is another chance to strengthen your faith. Everything that's put in your way is another chance to strengthen your faith. And that is the point of our existence, to strengthen our faith in Allah so that we disappear from this illusory world, cross the shore into the world of reality, cross this ocean of illusion into reality. This is what we need to do. And we also need to pray. We need to establish a relationship directly between ourselves and Allah. We need to learn how to talk to Him. We have to set time aside to talk to Him. We do our formal prayers, but we should also do an exchange with Allah. There should be direct communication with Allah. O Lord, the one who has created us, the one who gives us breath, the one who gives us food and water, the one who maintains our existence. We know that we are your creation, and we rely on you for all things in this world, and we surrender to your will and to your judgment. We know that you alone control existence, and we surrender to you alone. We do not look to anyone else to help us. We look to you alone. You are the only one who can save us. We know that each of us has a relationship with you, and that you know each of our hearts and are connected to each of our hearts. We know that we are connected to each other. We know that there are no differences between us. We are spread around the world, but we are all your children, and we ask you to save us. Save us from this modern day plague that besets the earth. Save us. Make us free from the shackles and the chains that keep us bound and enslaved. Now we are bound in our own, in the cells of our own houses, but the truth is we're also bound in the cells of our own bodies. We need to escape into the free space of light where we live with you. May it be so, and may it happen quickly. Amin, amin. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.